Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
There really doesn't need to be much of a balance because, you know, my focus is strictly on trying to win the Super Bowl here. You know, us trying to find a way to win this game this week. And, you know, the reality of it is some of the interviews, if interviews happen, would be next week. So really nothing for me to even think about right now and just kind of focus on Denver. And do I aspire to be a head coach? Yeah, I would love to, given the right opportunity. And, you know, I'm honored to even, you know, the name be thrown out there. But right now, just my focus is finding a way to win a football game this week.
Joe Brady, a candidate in a few spots. New Orleans, according to Bet Online, he is the favorite, but as I said earlier when mentioning that, I don't know what they really know. Nobody's even talked yet, just that he was in New Orleans, so maybe that makes him the favorite. Also, you might think, who was their last coach, right? Like the Saints have been into Dennis Allen, and then Vizzy, the special teams guy, filled in for him, and that would be their turn to get somebody young and offensive.
Yeah, you'd think. But, man, I don't know. Like, that's another job. Aren't they still finally maybe now getting around to digging out of all the kicking it forward they did, even going back to Breeze being there? Like, I feel like they're still digging out.
Yeah.
Like, hasn't that been their story? They should have stopped. As soon as he stopped, they should have stopped, but they kept going, and they're still in a very, very tough place, at least with regard to that, although that doesn't have to stop you from winning. Like, I'm giving you the preamble to, like, that's not a very desirable job, but I don't know, the Broncos are in the playoffs with the most dead cap money in the history of the league. So, I mean, you can get by. You just have to hit your quarterback, you know, in the draft, if he's going to play as a rookie or find another cheap guy, and you can get by. And because Denver definitely more than got by. I mean, they made the playoffs.
I guess so. I guess they did. Coaching vacancies, the Raiders have one now. Maybe it'll be Deion Sanders or Doug Peterson. Does he get another chance?
I think he needs some time with the headset in the booth calling plays.
Take a step back.
Yeah, I think it would do him good. Maybe even Alabama or something. I don't know, but I think he needs to just go put an offense together and have everybody go, "Oh, look at that."
But if I'm the presumably defensive-minded coach, that gets a job and then hires him better get the job done, because I've got a Super Bowl winner in the booth.
Yep.
That, you know, right over my shoulder. I don't love that. With Peterson out in Jacksonville, technically there are six Super Bowl winning active head coaches. Tyler Dunn mentioned Sean Payton as one. Andy Reid, of course. John Harbaugh. Sean McVay. Mike McCarthy. Mike Tomlin. I went all the way back to like Super Bowl I, by the way, just now. Making sure there was nobody
hanging around from there. Right.
Like a Vermeil or somebody getting back in. Tom Flores.
Right.
Okay. That I might have forgotten about getting back in, but I don't think so.
No.
I think that's it.
You're good. Yeah.
Belichick getting back in, if he were to do that, would be maybe more Super Bowls than all these guys put together. Not quite. Not quite. Reed has three.
Right. Is that, I wonder year to year if that's, is that a lower, like year to year, is there, are there usually more active Super Bowl winning coaches or fewer? I wonder. I don't know. It's just,
well, we had Peterson until yesterday, and Belichick winning so many takes a big chunk out of it.
Right.
He leaves. Carroll left last year.
And there are, it's like younger and younger guys all the time. So it's like having one in the, you know, in the trunk of your car when you pull up to start your new job is not as much of a requirement, I think, as maybe it used to be. I don't think it's still, you'd like, boy, you got a guy that won. You'd like to maybe get your hands on that guy. But I feel like that's not as, it's not as important as it's been since we're looking for the offensive guru. I'm looking for a guy that can work with quarterbacks. I'm looking for a guy that can instill culture here. And I don't know that the Super Bowl is as much of a draw, but it feels like maybe we're at an all-time low of active coaches who've won it, just because a lot of guys, Belichick especially, being out now.
1-7?
Yep.
Do we hate Sean Payton?
I definitely don't like Sean Payton.
I don't like him.
No.
Do we respect him? Kind of have to.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess he's good. I guess he's good.
I think it was easy if you were in a, like, I don't really like this guy very much position, and he goes to Denver, and it goes the way it went last year with Wilson. It's just, you know, what a joke, right? And this guy was supposed to fix everything, and he didn't. And I did not expect them to dig out at this fast. I didn't think Bo Nix was a very good idea. Obviously, Sean Payton was right about that. And to have, I mean, that team has not been to the playoffs since Super Bowl 50, like at all. There's no nothing. And to have the wreckage of the Wilson, you know, kicking him to the curb, and then have all that money hanging there, it's one of the best coaching jobs maybe ever. Like, targeting the guy, being right, and then implementing your stuff well enough to win 10 games and get to the playoffs in year one with him without the benefit of, I mean, how much dead money total did they have this year? I mean, it's got to be some gross amount. I don't know if the Wilson is split up into two entities or not, but that's a pretty great job he's done there. So, yes, I think I respect him now more than I think maybe I ever have. And I know he did a lot in New Orleans, but this has been a tremendous job, I think, in Denver so far.
Nix is a really interesting case study. I mean, he's barely younger than Fields, who's been in the league for 4 years. Nix and Penix both came in kind of old.
Yep.
But in a world where we're always trying to figure out and better understand which quarterbacks are going to be the right ones in the draft, you used to, the experience, the age has always been a strike against any position, like wide receiver maybe especially, but the quarterbacks who took time to develop.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like Knicks, who had the big year at Oregon, but wasn't great at Auburn, right? Just sort of okay.
Yeah, it's like his earlier college career was held against him despite how good he was at Oregon.
Yep, and the reason, well, one reason would be that I would listen to is just historic stuff where it goes back to the draft and the wide receivers we talked about all the time, where historically this particular profile is likelier to fail.
Right.
And you want a quarterback prospect, well, guess what? You want Caleb Williams, who was incredible 2 or 3 years ago, even though he wasn't in his last year of college football, and he did not have a good season. So that's the point. You want somebody that pops earlier. Jaden Daniels didn't. Jaden Daniels was at Arizona State and was a flop there and went to LSU.
Incredible year at LSU and ends up being, what, second pick? And here we are.
So it's a little bit upside down this year in that. And then where, you know, Daniels wins the Heisman and has the athletic profile, Knicks really didn't. And just seemed like if it was going to work, and it needed to very badly for such a high draft pick for a guy with his tools, it kind of had to be this coach.
Yep.
Where he's going to throw the ball short all the time and come along that way.
I would say what I know I'm guilty of this about Knicks. I don't know. I don't want to speak for anyone else. I mean, I'm also not a scout poring over tape. But I think as someone who talks for a living about these guys, I think it's awfully easy to get to a spot with a guy like Knicks. And Penix could have been exactly the same thing, although I liked Penix more in college than I liked Knicks. Is you just think, he's played so much college football. If he were that good, he'd be gone already. Like, what are you doing playing, you know, all these years? You must not be that good. And, you know, what that misses is that either A, the right fit hasn't been there. There could be a variety of things that could undo a single season for you. And, you know, the right scheme fit matters. And, like, I was rolling my eyes with anyone else that was rolling their eyes about Sean Payton, like, handpicking this guy. He's perfect for what I want to do. Well, guess what? He's perfect for what he wanted to do. He knew what he was doing there. And me being bored by Bo Nix because he played 4 years ago at Auburn is not any kind of insightful analysis. It's lazy. And I'm just telling it like it is. I think a lot of people do that.
I guess it's maybe a little bit early for... It's like an obvious win, maybe not, but I think I want to say that because the idea here, we've talked about Miami and these teams where their guys are like just good or even just very good, but not great. So what do you make in terms of an investment? I guess it's one thing to put down $50 million a year and another to, you know, bring a guy in as a rookie and see what you have. Teams should always, when you don't have the answer at quarterback, you should always be willing to try that at least. So Denver gets credit for that. And it's gone very well. They might end up being a team in 2 or 3 years where, like, maybe the Niners are now. Like, oh, geez.
Right.
Our guy is good. It's definitely a win.
This works, but
right. I don't know. How good? What's the ceiling? That could be.
All right. What does my team look like when I'm spending $60 million on that guy? And, you know, obviously that you know, you got to take that out of somewhere. And so, you know, the supporting cast starts to suffer. And are you someone who can sort of do what Josh Allen is getting credit? And I think largely rightly so for doing here, which is elevating the whole operation with a kind of a cast of characters that a lot of us were looking at in the summer and even into the season going, I don't know, there's enough there. And all they were was the second highest scoring team. And he's an MVP, the favorite for the MVP. That's a very different world than Brock Purdy. And I think probably ultimately Bo Nix. Like, I don't think Bo Nix has the ceiling anywhere near enough to get into that conversation. But can you win now, while he's on the rookie contract, they're already in the playoffs. They're off to a great start with that. And they'll have more resources as they get clear of the Wilson stuff and all the other dead money. You know, maybe not necessarily this first season, but still, they'll have a couple of years of rookie Bo Nix to be able to supplement their roster significantly, I would think.
It seems likely that they will get to hold on to the playoff spot, Denver, that they earned. Despite the fact that almost 25,000 people have signed a petition to get the Bengals into the playoffs.
Is that right?
So there's a petition. Maybe it's up to the full. The goal was 25,000. I saw just short of 24,000. The point is that the Chiefs laid down in Denver.
Oh, I see.
To keep the Bengals out.
Yeah.
And the Bengals should get an additional spot. Could you be friends with anybody that would sign a petition like that? Could you, like, if somebody close to you told you?
I'm not even sure if I can be friends with you anymore because you've posed this question to me. No, absolutely not.
If somebody in your life was excited to tell you about how he signed the petition, has a petition ever worked?
Sure.
Maybe to get something on the school lunch menu changed?
Sure, I think, yes. I think
that's worked.
I think petitions have. Yes, I don't know what kind of percentage, I don't know what kind of bet it is, but yes, I'm sure it's worked.
We're going to sign a petition to get the Bengals a playoff spot because we don't think the Chiefs tried hard enough against Denver. It would be annoying to see, if you're the Bengals, to see that happen, but
sure.
I don't think a petition is really necessary.
I don't know. Is someone talking on the Ohio state legislature floor about this thing?
You would think.
Let's go already.
Cheap votes.
Oh my Lord. Yeah. No,
it's not even necessarily real and you're so mad about it.
Can't do it. Cannot do it.
The petition is real and it's meaningless.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe it feels good.
No, it doesn't.
If family members, I'm thinking of a couple in particular, told me. My family members, I'm thinking of a couple in particular, told me that they signed this petition.
You would say, of course you did.
I think it'd be over. I just a Christmas card at the most.
Right.
But the days of the gift exchange, and I don't think I could respect them ever again.
Yep. No, it's a deal breaker.
Ross Tucker coming up at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.